When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you are going to pay taxes, and you know there are worse problems in life, you might as well do all you can to save on them. You know, that's my perspective. Like, I don't necessarily enjoy paying taxes, like nobody does, right? But my perspective is, you know, don't complain about it too much. Definitely take all the deductions, all the credits, anything that you're entitled to. You know, if you make money, you got to pay taxes, but try to figure out where you can save legally, of course. And that season, the tax paying season, is coming up for many of us in the U.S. There are various deadlines and such, but one of the big ones is in April. So today, a caller wants to know about paying their taxes on a credit card that offers cash back. They're like, hey, if I've got a big tax bill, can I actually get paid some cash back, you know, for spending? So is this perhaps an all-new side hustle? Might there also be some drawbacks? Well, let's find out. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name's Chris Guillebeau. The detailed question and my answer coming up after the break.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Tyler calling from Charlotte. It's that time again. Tax season's coming up, and this year I owe a good amount of money, in part because I made $15,000 in my side hustle. Thanks for the tips. But of course, now I owe some money on the money I've made, which is less exciting. Fortunately, I've set aside 30% of the profits as you suggest, but I'm wondering if there's another way I can use a credit card to earn cash back on the money I paid to the government. Is that a wild idea, or am I onto something? Let me know if paying taxes can be my new income generating project.
Okay, well, listen, I love the hustle. You know, I respect the hustle. I respect the creative thinking. And as I said, you know, nothing wrong with trying to get whatever credits and deductions you can get while still paying what you owe. But, you know, what I'm coming to here is there's a big problem. There's one thing that our caller has not considered. And that's because if you use a credit card to pay taxes, at least most cards in most situations, maybe this is different in some places of the world, but most of the time, you're going to be charged a processing fee. And most of the time, once again, that fee will be greater than the cashback percentage you receive. So this is kind of negative math. You know, it's actually not making money. It's spending more money. So you might have to pay, you know, a fee of about 3%. Sometimes it's a little bit less than that. You know, I've seen like 2.5%, sometimes maybe lower, sometimes a little higher. The point is, let's say it's an average 3% fee, then you're going to earn 1% back. Okay, so you know, I'm really not that good at math. Like, my degree was in sociology, but I think, you know, if you did that often enough, you'd eventually run out of money. And my goal is to help people make money, not run out of it. So that's the problem. And it's not a small one, right? They've actually thought about that. So I think it's best to use that cashback card for something else. So hopefully you'll get some benefits elsewhere. And sorry to disappoint you on saving on the tax bill there, but hopefully I'm actually going to save you in the long run because you don't want to pay that expensive fee. There could be some exceptions. And maybe sometimes you do want to do it anyway because you're trying to meet the minimum spend on a credit card to earn the bonus, you know, the bonus points or whatever you're getting. So you have to kind of run the numbers there. But in general, you know, just doing the cashback thing is not going to work or not going to be profitable. So that's the big thing to look out for. Good luck. Listeners, let me know your experience or if you've got a question about something else, a business idea, something you're trying to move forward on to pursue as a side hustle or a small business even. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them every week along with updates from listeners as they launch and grow their projects. Hey, take care of yourself out there. Get to work. Do something exciting to make some money and then pay taxes. But that's okay because hopefully you're making more money than you're paying on taxes. All right, much more to come. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.